Good morning, everyone. This meeting of the House Special Committee on Fisheries will come to order at 10:35 on Thursday, May 15th, 2025. Members present are Speaker Edgemond, Representative Kopp, Representative Elam, Representative Hemshoot, and myself, Chair Stutes. We have a quorum to conduct business. I will ask members to please, members and people in the audience, to please silence your cell phones, and please do not approach the desk here. If you have to pass a message, if you get the attention of my committee aide, Jane Pearson, she'd be delighted to help you with it. I'd like to thank Andrew Magnuson. Thank you, Andrew. And I'd also like to thank Doug Bridges. Nice to see you, Doug, for the Juno LIO teleconferencing. At today's meeting, we will be considering HCR 1, establishing the Joint Legislative Task Force on Sport Fishing Service Providers in Southeast Alaska. This is the second hearing on this resolution, and we last heard this resolution on March 13th, where the resolution was introduced and we completed public testimony. Today, we have one amendment before us. And if it is the will of the committee, I plan to move HCR 1 from the House Fisheries Committee today. Would the committee like to hear a refresher on this resolution? Or do you have questions for Representative Hemshoot or Mr. Brower?
Madam Chair, I feel like the previous hearing is still fresh in my mind. So I'm just speaking
Perfect.
For myself.
Glad to hear that. I will just mention that we do have the Commissioner of Fish and Game, Doug Vincent Lang, online, as well as Joe Feckel, our legislative liaison for the Department of Fish and Game. So with that, then, we will move forward. Representative Hemshoot, may I have a motion on your amendment, please?
Thank you. I move Amendment 1.
And I will object for purposes of discussion.
Thank you, Chair Stutes. I'd like to ask my staff, Thatcher Brower, to walk us through the changes this amendment offers. It mostly has to do with the makeup of the task force, and our goal here is to make sure we have the input that we need, stakeholders all engaged, but also trying to bring our fiscal note down. So,
welcome, Mr. Brower. If you would state your name and affiliation for the record, please.
Great. Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, Thatcher Brower, staff to represent Hemshoot. And I'll go through the explanation of changes for the amendment.
Thank you.
The first change is on page 2, line 11. And we on that page, we replace limited with managed. And that's because we don't want to limit the scope of the task force to look at just limited entry. We want to have the task force look at all options on the table. The second change is on page 3, line 13. And we're reducing the number of people on the task force from 12 to 9. And then on page 3 again, line 17 through page 4, line 1, we delete all the material, and then we redo the makeup of the task force. And there are just a couple of changes, but the drafter felt this was the easiest way to do it. And I'll quickly go through the membership with the amendment adopted. It would still be one member of the Senate, appointed by the President of the Senate, one member of the House of Representatives, appointed by the Speaker of House. Then there would be four additional members appointed by the Speaker of the House. And they include one member who is a tribal citizen or leader of a native corporation, one member of the public recommended by a regional Southeast Alaska organization that represents guides, such as the Southeast Alaska Guide Organization, one member of the public who possesses relevant policy experience and is currently representing the interest of the sport fishing service industry on a Southeast Alaska Fishing Game Advisory Committee. And finally, one member of the public who possesses relevant policy experience and is currently representing the interest of a recreational sport fisherman. And that would be somebody who just goes out like you or I and fishes for fun. And then in addition, there would be three members appointed by the President of the Senate, and they include one member of the public who is a self-guide or bareboat operator in Southeast Alaska, another member of the public that is from a Southeast Alaska organization that represents guides, and then finally one member of the public who represents interests of commercial fishermen on a Southeast Alaska Fishing Game Advisory Committee. Then on page 4, line 17, we changed the language to make it clear that members of the task force are not entitled to per diem or travel expenses, and they may attend meetings virtually. And we recognize that given the fiscal climate, we can't pay per diem and travel. And then the final change is on page 4, line 21, and we extend the expiration date of the task force to February 1st, 2027.
Thank you. Do any members have any comment on the amendment? Seeing none, I will remove my objection. And with that, amendment number 1 has been adopted, which will now take us back to the original bill. Do any members have any comments on the original bill as amended? Representative Edgman?
Madam Chair, is a motion in order?
No, I have a comment if nobody else does.
No,
and my comment is this. I understand this. I understand what you're trying to do. Where I'm confused is this is a regional issue. And I'm confused as to why you need legislation to bring the stakeholders together to discuss an issue that involves them all. I would think that there would be the wherewithal and the incentive of the stakeholders to come together and discuss this and figure out a common thread and move forward from them. I'm just having a hard time comprehending that, and maybe somebody here can, either you, I'd Representative Hemshoot, or Thatcher, couldn't explain that to me.
Thank you, Chair Stutz. I appreciate that question. And we do have several letters of support already from community members, from subsistence users through the tribe to commercial fishermen to guide organizations and guides themselves, saying we need to talk, we need to come together. So the need is there. Your question is to why does it have to be legislative? This is such a contentious issue. Not one of those organizations or groups has the, so to speak, power to bring people together. It is so contentious and so hot that they can't even talk to each other. So they're looking to us for some leadership because the ultimate solution is going to have to be legislative if there is one. And so the idea is to legislatively bring people together on neutral ground, let everybody give their input, and look for a solution together with a non-involved party. So that's the goal. And I'll just add, we're in discussions with Southeast Conference to have a roundtable at their annual meeting in September, and we're going to start to bring some of these groups together to prepare for the work ahead.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that, but I'm still at a loss as to why it takes legislation when everybody is facing the same issue, and I would think that their one common thread would be looking for a solution. And so to have to legislate it, it's beyond me. But that being said, are there other comments?
Just one, Madam Chair, yeah.
Representative.
So initially I had similar thoughts as you, Madam Chair. What kind of evolved in my thinking over time was, number one, how vast our state is with over 50-some thousand miles of coastline and how many different fisheries regions we have. And I kept thinking if this issue can turn into a good model for maybe Lower Cook Inlet, Upper Cook Inlet, or possibly Western Alaska, I could get excited about that. That if they do a good job, end up with a product that we could then, you know, because we know there's nothing contentious in Lower Cook Inlet or Upper Cook Inlet, you know, and this with the same really type of real, you know, diversity and sometimes people who don't want to talk to each other. And I feel like maybe Southeast could break trail for us a little bit, and this could be a positive. So, yeah.
Perfect. Other comments? Seeing none, Representative Edgman.
Madam Chair, I move to report HCR 1 version 34-LS0208/G out of committee as amended with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Hearing no objections, HCR 1 version 34-LS0208/G G is reported out of the House Fishery Committees as amended with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. With that, this will be our last committee meeting of the year. I know that you're all sad, but we'll be back next year with smiles on our face and ready to hit it again. I really appreciate the committee and the activities we've had this year. It's been great. We've got a good group here, and I've appreciated working with you all, and particularly with our staff, that be you. And I am really grateful, Andrew, everybody here. So thank you. And with that, we are adjourned. Now, I.